Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. We got lots to talk about. We are going to be talking about low T for you guys out there. Yes, low testosterone is on the agenda tonight, and also addictions. You know, if you know somebody that's addicted to a substance, we're going to talk about that, and we'll see how the hour rolls. And my engineer's asking me how much of this audio clip we're going to play in a little bit. I like to play the whole thing, if you don't mind there, Frank. I think it's a hoot. And you'll see. You'll see what it is here in just a little bit. We have a quack report, but don't forget, coming up next week, a week from tonight, we are going to be chatting it up with Dr. Rebecca Carley. It'll be the 16th, the middle of the month already. Can you believe it? And so we'll be talking with her about some new vaccines that are on the horizon, and I hope you can tune in for that. Also, if you are looking for tons of healthy information, I can highly recommend the folks at Seattle Organic Restaurants. Yeah, it's not just about where to eat, you know, on the West Coast. They have tons of nutritional articles, range of topics regarding health that you'll find delightful. And you can click their banner, Seattle Restaurants, Organic Restaurants, on our links page. So just look for their link there and click on it. And if you're going to be on the powerherbs.com, kind of clicking around there, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletter. So Tuesdays, the American Survival goes out, and lots of people writing informative information that you will not want to be without. And then on Fridays, the Health Quest newsletter goes out. And you will also receive discount coupons to use towards your products at the Apothecary Herb Shop at thepowerherbs.com. So subscribers get special deals, as can I say. So it's free. The newsletters are free. Sign up. You'll save some money on your herbal products. And what could be better than that? Well, before we do the quacker, a big salute and Semper Fi. We're praying for righteous leadership across this country. We are in trouble, and we need the good Lord's help. And mind the time, folks. It grows short. You know, humble yourselves. Hope you'll join me. Seek the Lord. The righteous men and women rise up in this country and, you know, take it back from all the nonsense. And we're going to need the Lord's help. And if it's His will, He'll help us. But it's our job to ask. You know, pray, ask, humble yourselves. You know, He'll hear and heal the land if it's His will, if enough of us do it. So jump in there and seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up on the quacker tonight, let's see. There's a new revolutionary blood test. I think we kind of touched on this a while back, but they're getting closer. They want to be able to predict how long you're going to live and what you're going to die from. Apparently, they're a little closer to that. New blood tests could be, you know, not too long off. Scientists have discovered some chemical footprints in the blood itself that helps provide them with clues to even an infant's health and any rate of aging of the infant. So it could lead to the development, of course, you know, of powerful new treatments for age-related conditions, bone problems, heart disease maybe. So scientists, they've identified 22 metabolites. These are small molecules that are linked to your metabolism, and they think they're helpful indicators on what they can expect health-wise as you get older. So linked in the range of these little traits included lung function, bone density, blood pressure, cholesterol levels. So it could be a strong indicator for those things like heart disease, and these indicators also were strongly associated with the birth weight of a baby. So kind of a clue there. What else is in the quacker tonight? Oh, this I hope happens to nobody, but this was crazy. This was back in 2009, but they're just now reporting on a lot of this stuff because it was in the report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Carolyn Burns, she was in her 40s. She happened to open her eyes. She was on an operating table. Doctors were just about, I tell you, to harvest her organs. But she wasn't dead. They thought she was. Yeah, the patient didn't suffer a cardiopulmonary arrest as it was documented in her chart. She also didn't have irreversible brain damage, according to records. The patient didn't meet the criteria to withdraw care, to be taken off a ventilator. Well, doctors had inaccurately diagnosed Ms. Burns with irreversible brain damage and ignored nurses who said that they noticed signs that she was improving, breathing on her own, and all that kind of stuff. What's up with that? Well, Burns was 41 at the time and was initially found unresponsive. She was surrounded by empty bottles of Xanax, Benadryl, muscle relaxants, and anti-inflammatory drugs, and she was hypothermic and had a weak pulse. When she arrived at the emergency room, doctors performed toxicology tests, and they determined, yep, she's suffering from a multi-drug overdose. So there's, I guess, little that they did for her, and drug overdoses can mimic brain death. But American Academy of Neurology guidelines should help doctors to, you know, keep them from failing to recognize the difference of dead and undead, you know? Even at crickets. Oof. Can you imagine? That's creepy. All right. It's kind of, it's Shades of Coma, you know, the movie? All right. Moving along in the Quacker. You like hamburgers? This time of year, people are kind of, you know, powering up the grill, and they're grilling out some hamburgers. Well, that's good. You might want to make your own, get your certified organic hamburger meat, because according to some new reports that were published in the Journal of Annals of Diagnostic Pathology, researchers from Laurel School in Shaker Heights, Ohio, found that they went to 8 popular fast food hamburger joints, and they analyzed the hamburger meat. And they found, overall, there's only 2% meat in those patties. 2%. That's right. So the hamburger patties, they said, were generally composed mostly of water, and they had varying percentages of random tissue. So the researchers found the water content overall an average of 49%. And then they revealed in their analysis a variety of tissue types, including blood vessels, peripheral nerves, fat, cartilage, bone, no brain tissue, thank God. But on average, your quarter pounder has like 2 to 12% real meat in it. Everything else is filler. Unexpected tissue types that you can find in hamburgers, what I mentioned in the fast food burgers, but you know what they also found? Potentially harmful bacteria and ammonia. I guess the ammonia is there to kill the bacteria, huh? I don't eat fast food burgers. I just, you know, I'd be sick and die. I would. I just couldn't do it. Let's see, moving along in the Quack Report. Hey, anybody planning a trip this summer to the moon? I know I'm being facetious, but guess what the Democrats are planning? They just submitted legislation to put, get this, a National Historic Park on the moon. Want to go there? You know, forget Yellowstone, Yosemite. Go to the moon. And this is insane. Well, okay. The bill was put forth through Donna Edwards, Democrat from Maryland, and Eddie Johnson, Democrat from Texas. They created this bill to honor the Apollo missions landings between 1969 and 1972. And they say the park is essential because there's a lot of artifacts up there on the surface of the moon, and they want to protect that because they anticipate commercial moon landings in the future. Wow. Yeah, let's spend some money on that. Who's going to erect it? You know? They're stupid. Okay, moving along. Last but not least, rosemary, new research is saying, but herbalists have known for like ever, rosemary improves memory. Yeah. Apparently, it increases blood flow to the brain, to your head, and it helps with concentration and memory. You know, in ancient Greece, they had it all down. They knew this then. They actually had rosemary had a reputation to improve memory. Even the students would wear rosemary sprigs in their hair when they studied for exams. So a potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory in rosemary, and also the Cancer Research Institute said that rosemary has something that protects DNA from free radical damage and possibly cancer. Italian researchers noticed that it had a protective effect on a protein called HSP70 that tends to play a role in preventing the breakdown of your skin and your bones. So they think it helps prevent age-related wrinkles. And also the United Kingdom, they researched rosemary, and they said they found a prime chemical in the rosemary oil that when it gets into your bloodstream, it improves brain performance. And, of course, you'll find rosemary in with the ginkgo herb, in the brain concentrate formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. Of course you will. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
I'm sorry. I hit my mute button once again. Sorry, folks. We're going to play the clip after the bottom of the hour break. So we'll do that. But we got lots to talk about before then. And we're going to talk about something. Have you heard the term staying numb? It's something that is reflective of drug addiction these days. And so there are this serious drug addiction in the United States, of course, you know that, involves hundreds of thousands of people who are relying on substances to numb their emotions. And more people are using prescription and over-the-counter aids to escape reality and, you know, to dull their physical and emotional pain. So staying numb is costing U.S. employers $122 billion a year with lost productivity and sick days. Then you want to add another $15 billion to the medical insurance premiums. So is there a better way to deal with life and to get rid of addictions? Well, we're going to find out. Yes, we are. Let's look at some of the statistics. Now, according to a drug addiction statistics, interesting, 12% of Americans of the age of 12 years and older, about 23 million Americans, are leaning on drugs, alcohol, and other substances on a daily basis. Yep. Can't get through their day without it. So marijuana was the most commonly used illegal substance in the 70s. However, according to a 2010 survey, over 17 million people still use it. So drug use has gone up enormously in the last 8 years. Drugs like painkillers, cocaine, hallucinogens, and other narcotics are still in vogue. So drug overdoses with prescription and street drugs is up 540% since 1980. Now, statistically, the state of Maryland, and more specifically, the city of Baltimore, has more heroin dope heads per capita than any other state in the U.S. So is this situation going to go away by itself? No. And most likely it will continue to get worse due to the fact that since 1990, the number of people hooked on illegal prescription drugs rose to over 500%. So we need to just get real. We need to take a, you know, get real pill. We can safely say that the war on drugs, Nancy Reagan and the DEA started in the 80s, has failed miserably. We have more OxyContin addiction, methadone labs, and Vicodin addicts than we can really count. If you wait for the government to fix this problem, you're going to be waiting a very long time. Law enforcement reports from the Drug Enforcement Administration showed that in 2007, more than 1,000 people died using the painkiller fentanyl because it's 30 to 50 times stronger than heroin. So now if teen and young adults are abusing prescription drugs, they most likely are also abusing alcohol. They're twice as likely to abuse alcohol. Now this same demographic is going to be five times as likely to also use marijuana and 12 times more likely to use street drugs like heroin, ecstasy, or cocaine. And all that information comes from the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. So also want to add this, because you're probably not going to hear this from some other shows that may cover a topic like this. You know, I truly believe the answer to these and other social problems is really going to be found in the Holy Scriptures. That's right. Some call this home level therapy. Relying on friends and family for support is fine, but faith and courage are the strongholds that addicts have to embrace. Now, we can't dismiss
the concept, the possibility, that some addictions are rooted in demonic influences. So I suggest, if you think that this would be the case, to find a minister that's experienced with demonic spiritual influences, and preferably is part of an unregistered church that has no federal or state government ties. It's important. I mean, it all goes back to scripture, why that's important. Well, let's talk about nutrition real quickly, because substance abuse will delete the nutrition that your body is going to need. Your body will store nutrition, and it's going to need it to function normally, and also to resist future temptations to abuse drugs and alcohol. So it's going to be important to get some natural vitamin C, some natural B1 and B12 into the diet, and that's going to help the system bounce back to normal and minimize withdrawal. Also, amino acids and a raw fruit food diet, you want to add that, for about 12 weeks is also going to be very beneficial. Also, you want to, if you're taking higher than normal doses of a vitamin C product, you may get diarrhea. So to counter the diarrhea, you may want to add some slippery elm inner bark, okay? And I want to mention this fast-track therapy that many European spas tend to incorporate. It's a natural therapy. It fast-tracks any addictive toxins out of the person's body to speed their recovery time. Also, it will diminish their desire to revert to using addictive substances. So one such therapy, I've mentioned this before, it's called the cold sheet treatment. And this therapy can be done at home, in the privacy of your home, but you're going to need an assistant. So you're going to find this therapy step by step and what to use and how to use it. It's mentioned along with other helpful natural therapies in the Power Herbs ebook. And you can order your copy of the Power Herbs ebook, which is emailed to you for just $14.99. You can put it on your computer, and of course, if you have a Kindle, mention that, and we'll send you a version that you can put on your Kindle. If you don't want the PDF version, we can send you the other one. Just mention that at the checkout under messages. So that'll be a fast reference for you, lots of neat little things in there. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you'll find it there. And just add it to your cart, and we'll send it to you in an email, okay? I also want to mention some other herbs that are very helpful. I already mentioned the slippery elm, inner bark, which, should diarrhea occur when you use higher than normal amounts of vitamin C, you can use that. But you can usually avoid that problem when you use whole food supplements, okay? So for your vitamin B1, B12, your vitamin C, your amino acids, your protein, you'll find that plus a whole lot more in the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. And you just, it's a powder, you just throw it in juice. It's right in the system in 60 seconds, so it's very efficient delivery. Also, I would also suggest adding maybe some more minerals. That people that are on addictive substances will deplete themselves of the essential minerals, and you can utilize the minerals that are in Celtic sea salt, the sun-dried salt, 84 minerals right there, and it's real important. Also, the liver is going to need a little TLC because, you've been abusing it with toxins, so milk thistle is excellent for helping your liver cells to regenerate, okay? So milk thistle, and if you need just a little extra stamina to fight the addictions, the temptation, I like to use a little American ginseng for that. So you're going to find these and other herbs, including the salt, at the Apothecary Herb Shop online, thepowerherbs.com. So you can call to order or visit their web store or ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And as I said, if you subscribe to the American Survival or HealthQuest newsletter that you can sign up for at thepowerherbs.com, you'll receive discount coupons in the newsletter that you can apply to your order at thepowerherbs.com, and that's very cool. Also, want to mention, if you're looking for some backup currency, I want to tell you who I use. I call the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and I tend to ask for Melanie Cederstrom, you know, a very smart woman, ethical business lady, so I can recommend her with confidence to you. So if you're, you know, kind of preparing and getting your ducks in a row, and you need some backup currency, give them a call. Their toll-free number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Of course, you will find their banner on our links page, so you can click on that and get right on over there. And you can tell them we sent you. That's right. Okay, so we are going to be – I didn't get to well, you know, we had the holiday last week, so I didn't get to talk about this other topic that seems to be bothering a lot of people, a lot of men out there. And this is this low testosterone. See ads all over the place for these new drugs, topical underarm stuff and everything, for low testosterone or low T, the hormone. And, you know, it just seems like more and more men are interested in learning what they could do about this without having to take drugs for the rest of their lives. Well, I agree. You know, who wants to do that? So we're going to cover that. I got enough calls about low T that, you know, darn it, I'm going to do a show and include it in a show. And so we're going to talk about that. And if we get time, we may include a little bit of information on heart disease. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And, of course, you know, if you have a health topic you want me to cover, don't be shy. You can call me at Apothecary Herbs during the day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern time. Or you can send me an email off the website, and I will do my best to answer that question and include it into the show. And, of course, you know, Dr. Carly and I try to anticipate a lot of your questions, and hopefully we're doing a good job on that. Oh, by the way, Dr. Carly does write for the American Survival Newsletter, so if you enjoy her visits here to Herb Talk, you will definitely really just devour her articles that she puts in the American Survival Newsletter. So a lot of people have given us some feedback, which is also posted there on the website, so you can see what people are saying about the newsletters. And they're free, so there's no subscription charge, so you can sign up. You can unsubscribe anytime you want. And like I said, American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest newsletter, which is all about, you know, herb secrets and healthy natural therapies, that goes out on Fridays. So do yourself a favor and share all that information if you're going to sign up with your family and friends, because it's about empowering people. You know, who wants to be, you know, dependent and, you know, at the mercy of whatever big brother? No. We want to be independent and strong, and we want to shine just like the Creator wants us to, right? Well, I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a break, but on the other side we're going to play our clip, which is James David Manning. He's PhD, author, does a little radio show of his own. He's kind of riled up, if that's the term I can use, and he kind of says it like it is about what's happening. You know, about Americans and what they're thinking. We'll be right back.
Baby's good to me, you know, she's happy as can be, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know, she tells me time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the world that her baby buys her things, you know, he buys a diamond.
Pumping life into the original medicine. herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Now we got the feel. This is just a good vibration.
We're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we got a clip I want to play. I just couldn't resist, folks. I really. And we're going to get to the low male, low T testosterone thing right after this little clip we're going to play. It's about 10 minutes, but it's James David Manning, PhD. He's talking about what everybody in America has been thinking, and he just says it like it is. So let's listen.
Either there's going to be a revolution, Patrick Henry style, in America, where red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And there's going to be riots in the streets, worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King. You think that you, and that was black people rioting. You haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy, you know, kicking them in the face every time he gets up lying to them. Then you got a bunch of, I don't know, suck-ups like the MSNBC News, ABC News, all these media types, everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House, sucking up to them all the time. It's sickening. I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know, you can get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come in, the white folk get riled up, you know, members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you. You know, the people just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration. I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama? You going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma, come up out of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, come up out of Oregon, and come out of Idaho, California. I'm telling y'all, you're pushing these white folk and you're pushing them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. And they're going to get, listen, you're going to push people to the point where they're not going to take it no more. These white folk are not going to take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies and you're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more. And I'm joining them. Oh, doggone it. I am. I mean, it's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat. You're a Democrat, he's Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific, if you will, liar and killer and murderer. Spiritually. Politically. I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up at the sound of a bird. They're going to rise up. When the sound of the grinding is low, they're going to rise up when martyrs go to their long home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more. And who can blame them? I mean, who can blame them to build this nation and then have it given away, just thrown away. Just given away by a long-legged half-breed, usurper, illegal alien, a man who isn't even a citizen, and everybody in the Congress knows that he's not a citizen. Dick Cheney knows he's not a citizen. And yet nobody will stand up. I'm telling you, white folk are ready to riot. And they should be. They should be. This don't make no doggone sense. I'm telling y'all. Now either y'all go talk to the long-legged Mac Daddy, tell him to resign. Tell him. And then all these people, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Mike Huckabee, Dick Cheney, George Bush, all need to stand on a platform and then bring the 9 Supreme Court justices and they ought to apologize to God-fearing, God-loving, patriotic Americans. Ought to have an individual apology from every one of these persons I just named that have allowed this long-legged Mac Daddy, this two-tongued liar, this quasi-Muslim, socialist, communist, Marxist freak called Barack Hussein Obama, allowed him to get to where he's at. And then we go and need to go into 40 days of prayer. We need to outpray the Muslims on Ramadan. We need to go into 40 days of prayer, but we need to get that long-legged Mac Daddy, that half-breed, that Muslim, that illegal alien, that emissary of the devil, that vice president of genocide and hell, we need to get him out of the White House. I'm telling you. Go ahead. Keep on sucking up to him like they did out there in Notre Dame. Keep on sucking up. Keep on. Watch it. Just keep on. Just keep on. There's going to be a peace embargo by white folk. They're not going to take it no more. And I don't blame them. They're not going to take this foolishness any longer. Just keep on. Just keep on. You go ahead. Yeah, go ahead with your bad self. Go ahead. The long-legged Mac Daddy worshiping self. Go ahead. Go ahead. You freak, you homosexual, you man lover. Chris Matthews, keep Overman, go ahead. We'll see. We shall see. We shall see. 4,000 babies were killed yesterday while the long-legged Mac Daddy was speaking at Notre Dame. And everybody's talking about we need a dialogue in America. A dialogue, my foot. White folk ain't gonna take it no more. And thank God, y'all think there was something black folk rioting. Y'all thought that was something then. You know, got the Black Panthers and all those militant groups. They're white groups forming right now. They're not gonna take it no more. I don't blame them. I'm praying for their success. I hope they let me join them. I do. No, I do. This mess going on in our nation don't make no sense whatsoever. Everybody knows that the man's a usurper. Everybody knows the man's an illegal alien. Everybody knows it. Everybody. Dick Cheney knows it. George Bush knows it. Barbara Bush knows it. Laura knows it too. Everybody knows it. The man is not a citizen of America. Where's Larry Sinclair when we need him? Plus, he's the vowed homosexual. Fell in love with Larry Sinclair. They had a steamy love affair. Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair. Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steamy love affair. Larry looked into the eyes of Obama, the Mac Daddy, and they put a spell on Obama, the Mac Daddy. Obama said to Larry, oh, you're just my style and my kind. Oh, you look like just what I want, my man, woman, and half whatever look to look like. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steamy love affair. In the back of a limo, and then at the Holiday Inn, they had a steaming love affair. All right, my friends. All right. Okay. We're going to continue talking about the advent of the revolution that's coming to this nation. And it's coming to an Obama worshiper next door to you.
Was James David Manning, PhD, kind of animated and kind of speaking his mind, saying it like it is. And, you know, we've got Democrats, you know, wanting to install national parks on the moon. And, you know, well, and I mentioned a few weeks back, the only thing I think Congress is good for is naming post offices. You know, I think maybe we should possibly write our state reps and tell them, you know, they can go home now. Because they're really not needed anymore with, you know, with the court that's going to legislate from the bench, and we have executive orders. You know, what do we need a Congress for? Really? Asking the question, folks. So I think Mr. Manning is on to something, as you probably sense. All right, we're going to talk about low T. I know you want to hear about it. A lot of people want to know about this modification of our men, basically. So what is the story about low T or low testosterone in men? Well, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, this is another name for male menopause, which usually affects a low percentage of men, maybe 2% over the age of 40, normally anyway. However, pharmaceutical companies are really pushing their products for low testosterone. So this low T is, you know, a virtual pandemic, or is it just media hype? Well, according to Dr. Stephen Kaplan, director of the Iris Cantor Men's Health Center in New York, low testosterone can affect men at any age, he says, but mostly in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is when they begin to notice changes. So men can begin to experience symptoms called the big three, which is erectile dysfunction, poor morning erection, and low sexual desire. So if you've been told that you have low T before you go on any synthetic hormone drugs, you might want to check out some of your natural ways to help balance your endocrine system. Let's look at some of the statistics quick. Normal testosterone levels are said to be between 300 to 1200. So if you believe these statistics that we're being told, one in four men have what is called low testosterone. Now, some say, so what? Well, hormones play an important role in our bodies, and it isn't all about just sex drive. Yes, libido is affected. However, so is your mood, your muscle mass, your bone strength, your vitality, your sleep patterns, your masculinity overall, and your general level of health. So without balanced hormones, men can be either overly aggressive or and confrontational, or just the opposite of that. Yes, both men and women will go through a natural hormone change later in life, but you know, this is not what we're talking about in this segment. We have too many men with hormone imbalance way before midlife crisis. So the influx of hormones or the lack of them can affect your bones, your sperm health, and increase even your risk of stroke. Let's look at some of the causes quickly here. Like most things that are involving health, it will be a lot of its lifestyle. Sometimes it is a prescription medication that can be stripping away the vital mineral nutrients that the body actually needs to make hormones for you. So other culprits can be, of course, stress, which can strip away at your nutrient stores like your zinc, and that will lower your immune system as well as your prostate function. Also, some experts are speculating that it is the plastic chemicals that we store everything in these days, or the hormones that we may be pumping into our animal foods that could be the culprit for low T. So what could it hurt to avoid a lot of those plastic containers and eat organic animal foods, huh? Go do it. So it was also suggested that certain chemicals like pesticides, insecticides, fungicides, herbicides can also expose men to what is called xenoestrogens. So I've also noticed that men and women who overdo exercise can actually drain their adrenal glands, and then the glands of the body that help manufacture hormones can be affected. So we also don't, we can't forget the unknown effect of also the genetically modified foods that are creeping in and replacing everything we're eating. So we have to keep an open mind, and it could be a cumulative effect of a lot of this. So what are the doctors going to do? Well, mainstream allopathic medicine is going to prescribe a synthetic hormone replacement drug, which can drastically alter the way the body makes its own hormones. So replacement hormone therapy has some serious side effects, such as sterility. And you better ask your doctor about that. So you want to do your homework on any medication that is recommended. Let's look at some of the drugs that can deplete your zinc, which affect your reproductive organs and your hormone levels. There are many prescription medications and even over-the-counter drugs that strip the zinc from the body. And here's a brief list, and I mean brief. So if you're taking prescription diuretics, they can cause the body to void out more minerals, including your zinc, than normal. Also, if you take antacids, they'll also help remove zinc from your system. Anti-inflammatory drugs like prednisone or hydrocortisone or non-steroidal drugs like your NSAIDs, they'll also lower your zinc. And let's see, anti-convulsant drugs, antiviral drugs, birth control drugs, cardiovascular drugs, and ulcer drugs can all strip the zinc from you. Now, drug companies are really not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products. So it's a shame that millions of people are experiencing drug-induced nutrient depletion, and the medical establishment really is ignoring it. So you want to be careful selecting the right multivitamin to replenish, as more supplement companies these days are being bought out by pharmaceutical companies. I would also look really carefully for whole food supplements made with organic nutrient ingredients, which are not missing any of the photochemicals that our creator put there, because a lot of times for one nutrient to work, there has to be maybe one or two or three other nutrients or minerals for the uptake requirement. So when you keep a whole food supplement in mind, you'll do better at that. Let's look at some foods that are going to be high in your zinc that's going to help you with low T. You can beef up foods in your diet to avoid the zinc depletion. If you want a list of the highest, we do have food lists that we give out for free at Apothecary Herbs. We can email or snail mail them. So if you're looking for, you know, like a master food list of nutrition, we can send that out to you. So here's some suggestions for zinc nutrition: oysters, wheat germ, beef, well, preferably organic, turkey, crab, liver, cheese, pumpkin seeds, squash, beans, nuts, fish, and eggs are going to be high in the zinc area. Some herbs that are also going to be high in zinc, for those of you that tend to rely more on supplements, and you don't want synthetic supplements, and you don't want really low-quality supplements with a bunch of fillers in them, because they're not going to help. So some herbs that are very helpful, though, with the zinc are bilberry, skullcap, your cayenne known as capsaicin, sage, pennyroyal, wild yam, spirulina algae, chickweed, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, parsley, Siberian ginseng root, and your adult seaweed. Now, here's some foods and spices that will also help benefit you in beefing up your zinc. Here's a list. Well, we're going to start with the higher concentrations of zinc. Poppy seeds, cardamom, basil, celery or celery seed, avocado, almonds, walnuts, bananas, thyme, that's an herb, mustard seed, caraway seeds, anise seed, dill seed, a lot of seeds in here, cumin, coriander, sage, turmeric, paprika, chili powder, curry, onion powder, tarragon, fennel, and ginger. So you've got some really powerful, highly packed zinc herbs there that you can incorporate into your lifestyle, your cooking, your entree dishes. Also, the human body depends on zinc. It's important for enzyme and metabolism function. So zinc is real important. So without it, your enzyme function is going to suffer. You're going to have lower energy, poor digestion, weak immune system function. Of course, your reproductive system is also going to suffer. So men need zinc for a healthy prostate, as I mentioned. Teenagers need zinc for proper sexual development and for them to complete puberty. So zinc's really tied into our sex drive, our hormones that deal with our reproductive system. Now, our system will also use zinc to also do some minimal detoxifying of the body. So it's one of those nutrients, those minerals that helps the body detox. So if you're interested, in whole food zinc nutrition in a supplement form, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a lot of products. The herbs we mentioned, the spices we mentioned, containing some natural zinc in its whole nutrient form. So if you want some zinc-rich herbs, they do have a wonderful male hormone formula that will be a nice alternative to your prescription meds. A lot of the male herbs are going to be your ginseng, your sarsaparilla, your saw palmetto, your comedon, which we mentioned. And these are going to be concentrated, aged concentrates. They're tinctures. So they're liquid, and they're in the system in 60 seconds. So there's nothing that the body has to actually work on to digest. It's right there. The nutrient is readily absorbed, and the body's able to tap into it and use it. So you can check out their male hormone formula there. They also have a prostate kit if you're worried about that. They have the ginsengs, both the Siberian and the American. They have some formulas for stress if that's the reason for your hormone issue. And they also have some herbs there to help with the cardiovascular too, the heart. A lot of times cayenne will help improve circulation, but it also takes a lot of stress off the system. So you can layer many of these herbs, and they'll work beautifully together. Now, if you're looking for that nutrition, that whole food nutrition, especially with amino acids and protein, check out, like I mentioned earlier, the Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powder that you can make it. Put it in a smoothie, put it in vegetable or citrus juice, and this is a powerhouse of nutrition, and it's all organic and whole food based. So there's nothing subtracted. It's everything that God wanted in there, and it's still there. So you can check that out, thepowerherbs.com. They have the body food mix there. And they do have wonderful packages also for your detox, cold and flu packages, help you sleep better at night. To soothe the glands of your body is going to be important, too, because a lot of the glands will manufacture with the use of amino acids and minerals, the hormones. So you might want to soothe some of those glands. And one of the herbs that I like to use is mullein. It's very good at soothing all the glands, your prostate, your thyroid, you name it. It's going to soothe, and a little TLC for the glands. So you can find the mullein tincture also there. And if you just want to do an all-around cleanse, they do have wonderful cleanse packages, a male and a female organ cleanse package for you. So you can get your extra mineral support too. As in addition to the zinc, you want some Celtic sea salt, which will not create hypertension, but it's 84 microminerals. They're essential minerals for the system. So give them a call toll free. Get a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, or you can order on their website at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And I'm out of time, folks. I got to go. But the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.